At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
El horrible, horrible, El horrible and Vidabla. Give them their props.
Let me add the core dip.
Hello, Mama.
I'm not gonna lie. I could watch Tuki all day long.
Tuki's fantastic.
Tuki's amazing.
I'm sorry. Could we talk Tuki a bit?
I'm a Tuki guy.
Do you play with those breasts and like have fun with them?
Ray, I haven't stopped playing with these breasts since I put them on. Oh my God.
He's an idiot!
Haka haka!
I did text that to Shuli, Vince, and Bedabbler. That this
and Bedabbler,
information.
Who's that?
That's Elha Replay.
Whoa! Hello, everybody! It is your good pal, Tuke! Your friend till the end! Have you kissed your favorite person of color today? Tuke hopes so. This is episode 7. This is tremendous. How did we get here, OJ?
I have no idea. Because of Chad Zumok, right? I guess we can give him a little credit.
Yes, him and Ray DeVito, I guess, are credited for Tuki's origins. Yes.
No, it's your talent and tenacity, sir.
Oh, well, voice of an angel. Ralph, you're here. That's fantastic. I've missed you.
Thank you, sir. I almost didn't make it tonight, sir. I was a little late because OJ sent me to the Home Depot again.
What? Why? OJ, why are you always putting these things on Ralph right before we're supposed to do a show? This is a show, everybody. This is a show. What'd you have to go to Home Depot for?
He had a specific list of shovels, duct tape, and bleach, sir.
Oh, what are you doing with all those things? It seems like you would be...
I'm not sure what OJ is doing with that, sir, but watch your back.
No, yes, I will. I mean, we had a fabulous time in stinky, smelly Detroit. Ralph, we missed you. You were not there, but we had a fabulous time. But I missed all the boys and girls because we didn't do a Tuki soup last week. So we're back this week. Yay!
Sir, OJ did something in this time slot with the potato, sir.
OJ, you betrayed me with the potato of all people.
I like the potato. He's a good guy.
What'd you do? I'm sure it was fantastic.
We did a show.
A show? You did a show?
It wasn't a show, sir.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't a show. This is not a show. Was it a Chad Zumok type show or a Ray DeVito type show? Something like that?
It was, Cardiff Electric. He always, no matter what he does, it's always a good show. We had a great time.
That is fantastic. Tuki had a fantastic weekend. We spent some time in Denver at Casa Bonita. Yay!
Ooh, nice.
I met up with a beloved Chata, American Cupcake, and he was my cameraman. He helped me out. We went to Casa Bonita. We asked the people some questions. So Tuki on the street, we have a brand new segment this week. It's going to be tremendous, fabulous.
Man, that American Cupcake, he's getting all around the country. He went and met with producer Joe. He went and met with DG, and then he came and met with you. Wow.
Yep. Traveling around the world, meeting all the dabblers.
You should wash your hands, sir.
Yes. Oh, please. I made sure to wash my hands immediately. I put Purell on his hands before he shook my hands. Yes. That's what you have to do. You have to be very proactive in these times of COVID and all that other crap.
The world needs you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Ralph. It's good to get that support again. Thank you, everybody, for being here. This is a show. John's Ear Mites. Is Casa Bonita some kind of gay club or something? No, it is not. Do you remember the episode of South Park where Cartman wanted to go to the restaurant Casa Bonita for Butter's birthday or someone's birthday? I don't remember who it was. No, I think it was Stan's birthday or Kyle's birthday. And then he put Butter's in that thing so Butter's couldn't go. And then he went. But yes, Casa Bonita is a real place. And now it's owned by Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the creators of South Park. And they put like $40 million into that place. Tukey went there about 8 years ago and the food gave him horrible diarrhea. But it was awesome to see that it was a real place because I had no idea. When I got to Colorado, someone was like, hey, you're going to go to Casa Bonita? And I was like, fuck you. What are you fucking? And so why? So I go to Denver and I pretend like, oh, hey, where's Casa Bonita? But he's like, no, man, Casa Bonita is a real place. I was like, oh, that is tremendous. Yes, of course Tukey's going to go there. It was great. Black Bart's Cave, puppet shows. They do puppet shows there. It's fantastic. However, we could not get into Casa Bonita, so I don't know what's going on in there. I don't know if the food is any better. I assume with a $40 million upgrade, they did upgrade the food, but who knows? But yeah, you have to sign up on Casa Bonita's website, and then they let you know when you can come, when your reservation is. So it's hard to get in. It's like Studio 54, but without all the homosexuality.
I can get a table, sir.
What was that, Ralph?
I can get you a table, sir, anytime.
You can get me into Casa Bonita?
Of course.
That'd be fabulous.
Done.
OJ, how come you've never gotten me into Casa Bonita?
I've never even been to the place or heard of the place until you told me about it, Tukey.
Fantastic. All right. We're going to do this. We're doing this. We're going to save the super chats until after the first segment. But thank you all for your generosity and all that stuff. Crap. All that crap. Should I say crap?
They could do better, sir.
No, stop it, Ralph. But yes, you are right. Do better. Hit like, you cowards. Because it is episode 7 of Tukey Soup. And we're doing it, baby. Yay!
Ah, okay, Cardiff. Now this is where you're going to lose against this brain.
All right.
Hypocrisy, please! Pats!
All your orders. And then airyjane.com. A-E-R-I.
Automatic payments. Some people just sign up for a month and they sign back up.
Really get the algorithm going.
Whoa!
Opie Radio is a show hosted by Opie from Opie and Anthony. It's a show about a man pretty much reaching the limits of what he can do by himself, which is sitting in front of a window or the beach and just mumbling and bumbling. Uh-oh. I think I fucked up my clip. What the fuck is this?
So OJ did this one, sir.
Ah, I fucked this up. What the fuck is happening? What did I do? Okay, we're going to start with a new segment.
Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street.
Tukey is here at Casa Bonita in Denver, Colorado to ask some people, do they know who certain people are? Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street.
Hello, my name is Tukey. I love you guys more than a friend. Welcome to Casa Bonita.
Thanks, Tukey.
Can I ask you guys if you know who some people are?
Sure.
Have you ever heard of Ray DeVito?
No. No.
Have you ever heard of Chad Zumok?
No.
Have you ever heard of stuttering John Melendez?
No.
Have you ever heard of Tukey?
Yes.
Yay! They've heard of Tukey. Fantastic. I love you more than a friend.
Oh, this is crazy. There's so many people here for shitty food. What brings you here?
I've never been. Sorry.
Well, it's fantastic. Tukey has gotten here many times and gotten diarrhea. It's fantastic. You'll love it.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, no, wait. Can I ask you one more question? Just one more question. Do you know who Ray DeVito is?
No.
Do you know who Chad Zumok is?
No.
The Mud Shark?
No.
The Sniper?
No.
Florida's Most Wanted?
No.
Do you know who Stuttering John Melendez is?
No.
Do you know who Tukey is?
Yeah.
Yeah! He knows who Tukey is. Thank you. Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street.
Do you have reservations tonight?
No. We're no, just okay. In the area. We're friends with Matt and Trey.
I'm sure you are.
We're friends with Matt and Trey.
So I just wanted to make sure because we have a rule against full face masks.
And okay. So this is for COVID.
You're good.
Okay, so I have to take a mask off, but we can stay?
You can hang out outside, but okay. You just can't go in the building without that reservation and with the full face mask.
Oh, fantastic.
Make sure that you guys were good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, sure no, we're not. We're just looking to just shoot out. You're fantastic. Thank you. Oh, that was wonderful.
That's fantastic.
Hello, my name is Tuki. I love you guys more than a friend. How are you doing? What brings you here today?
Reservations.
Well, that's fantastic. How long did you have to wait for reservations? Whoa, since April? Wow, that's crazy. Do you know who Ray DeVito is?
No. Is he related to Danny?
He is not related to Danny DeVito, but good guess. Do you know who Chad Zumok is?
Again, no.
You don't know who Chad Zumok is? The mud shark? Florida's Most Wanted? The sniper?
That sounds scary.
No, yes, he is very scary. Stay away from Chad Zumok.
I just stay away from Florida.
Yes, stay away from Florida. That is a good idea. Do you know who Stuttering John Melendez is?
These all sound like serial killers.
Yes, they are all serial killers. Now, last question. Do you know who Tuki is?
Are you a serial killer?
No, Tuki is not a serial killer. Do you know who Tuki is?
Yes.
Yay! They know who Tuki is, but none of those other three morons. Fantastic. I love you both more than a friend. Thank you so much.
Can I cut your head?
Yes, you can touch it. Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you, ladies. Enjoy Casa Bonita.
Yay!
Yay! Tuki on the street, Tuki on the street, Tuki on the street, Tuki on the street.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Casey Armstrong is on the verge of a mental breakdown. And lucky for us, he live streams it every night. Yay! But even Casey, in his mental state, still wants to get in on a good game of Kick the Retard.
I don't want this show to be coming off like it's mean. I don't mean it to come off that way. I have met a guy that you guys all know. His name is Ray DeVito.
Uh-oh. Tuki's not sure about what Casey's about to say about you, Ray. But Tuki is sure it's all great things.
He's a nice guy. Quite pleasant, actually. I've met him face-to-face. I've had him on the show. He's a nice guy. I don't think he has a harmful bone in his body. But one thing I have found out when he was on here and when I see him on other shows, the guy is just consumed with all things Ray, not in a harmful way, but everything is traced back to Ray.
Is KC trying to say that Ray is a narcissistic dickhead? Yay!
Hello, I'm Ray the Botard.
Whoa! Casey, what is going on? Come on, you can do better puppetry than that. Put some heart into it. Let's go. This puppy could be as big as Tuki one day. Ray the Botard, live in Vegas. With Tuki. Fantastic.
I'm Ray the Botard. Botard Ray. Hello. Gotta tell you a couple things. Let me go back and explain here. I'm on the bill to perform in Pottstown. Okay? Oh, God, this bit sucks already.
CKC, you're already learning! This is fantastic! This is a great exercise! How come they always give retards puppets?
I work for the Shuly Network! But I don't get anything! I don't get any Rustic Cuts money! Can anyone tell me why that would happen? Unbelievable. So, nobody's delivering Rustic Cuts to Ray Botard. I mean, come on. What about Ray the Botard? Why don't I get anything? Why does Ray Bota not get anything from Rustic Cuts? So you're like, yeah, are you serious? What do? I get the Rustic Cuts. I lost my page. I realize this bit is going into the ground, and I bail.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, KC.
He wrote that down, sir?
Yes, he wrote that. That was part of his notes. Yes, everything you just heard was written by a maniac.
Sounds like OJ's been helping him, sir.
OJ, have you been helping KC?
Yes, I have, Doogie.
That's fabulous. Yes, he needs all the help he can get. So the choices were either to cut that clip of KC with the puppet or KC on his stream with a knife threatening to stab that doll or whatever, that life-size wrestling dummy that he calls Coach.
Yes, Coach.
He pulled a knife on it.
Yes, he did.
What the hell is he doing? What is wrong with KC? Anyway, I fixed my clip. That is what is so good about this format. If we don't have a clip that works or that I edited properly, that was so embarrassing. I was just singing Opie's name for some reason. I don't even remember doing that.
That's what happened when you put OJ in charge, sir.
We need better editors here. If you would like to be an editor and apply for a job that pays absolutely nothing, please send us your resume at TukiSoup@gmail.com. And also don't forget to visit TukiSoup.com. Yay! Ugh.
So I got to thank Eugene the Bichon Freeze.
That's fantastic.
For one gifted membership.
Thank you, Eugene the Bichon Freeze.
Cheap cunt.
Chris Mack, thank you for the $1.99. White powder lands you in big trouble. White power. What? Yes, white powder is bad. What is that, fentanyl? Is fentanyl white?
Yes, sir.
I would not know.
So was the powder OJ was putting in your coffee this morning, sir.
Pulper also with one gifted membership. Thank you, Pulper.
Thank you, Pulper. Rochi, thank you for the £2. Tukey, take my money. Hi, OJ. Hi, Ralph. FK Bay, hit it.
Hi, Brennan.
It's fantastic. Hello to you, Rochi. Oh, Tukey's obliterated cervix. Fantastic. Thank you for the $5. Sparks were flying on Rock Bottom Podcast. Tukey might have a little brother or sister soon. Yes, I saw that. Ray had a famous ventriloquist / comedian, April Brucker, on in her puppets and her shitty Wi-Fi. But yes, Tukey is a big fan of hers, and perhaps her and Ray will get it on and have retarded puppet babies. Fantastic.
Speaking of fantastic, Dr. Steve with the 5 gifted memberships. Thank you, Dr. Steve.
Paging Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve. Thank you, Dr. Steve. I hope you had fun or a relaxing time on your retreat. I love that you were live streaming every day, even if it was for only like 45 minutes at times. You should do more of that, Dr. Steve. Hamhead, thank you for the $2. Ralph has a small pecker. TWO, we are ready. FKB, hit it.
Hi, Brennan. World Order. T-W-O.
Sir, although normally it may be small, when I'm around you, it's bulbous.
Oh, fantastic. Love that. Yes, I love to hear about how big Tukey's dick is, so thank you. Was that what we were talking about?
Not quite, sir, but yes.
Oh, fantastic. American Cupcake, $2. Tukey, I had a great time. I had a great time as well, American Cupcake. Thank you for your fantastic camera skills during Tukey on the Street. Tukey on the Street. We had so much fun. We got pizza after that. It was fantastic. We went on a little date. Cookie for Tukey, thank you for the $1.99. Tukey Soup is my favorite time of the week. FKB, hit it.
Hi, Brennan.
Thank you, Cookie for Tukey. I thought you were going to hit the chant, too. Mason in Portland, a.k.a. Portland Shane Gillis. Thank you for the $2. Ralph makes me want to Ralph.
Yes. Thank you, Mason.
OJ agrees.
Probably OJ's mom, sir.
Hands man, thank you for the $2. Welcome back, Tukes. Yes, it feels good to be back. Tukey was on the road last week. I'm sorry Tukey didn't do any kind of live stream while he was driving, you know, or at a rest stop, but Tukey literally drove all the way back from Detroit to the high, the mighty Rocky Mountains in about a day. He was losing his mind. He was seeing things on the road.
You're a hero, sir.
I thought I was going to kill us. I really did. But I did not. I did not kill us. I got to the rest stop. It took, oh God. You should not drive for 24 hours straight. It's just not, it's not good. Mr. Gosman, thank you for the Australian $5. Good day from Australia. Tukey, love the show. Hacka, hacka. Good day. Good day. Good day. Pulper 80, thank you for becoming a YouTube member. That's fantastic. Thank you for watching Tukey Soup. Hands Man, thank you for becoming a YouTube member. Yes, I owe everyone a members only YouTube stream, live stream. So I think we got to do that this week. Jason Fusco, thank you for the $5. Hey, Ralph, don't fuck with my godson. There you go.
I think he's talking about me.
Oh, you. There you go. Jason Fusco.
He's Italian, sir.
Yes, all those guineas stick together. Mm-hmm. I've learned that. Jason Fusco, thank you for the $1.99. If he loses his job, you're home fries. So there you go, Cardiff.
He's going to. Ralph, sir.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I'm
not good at this. I'll be whoever you want me to be, sir.
I stink at this. I hate this. Pete D, thank you for the $10. Hey, Tukey, are we still going to meet up to beat up some Newport? No!
What?
The fuck? God damn it. Why'd you pay $10 to say that?
I think you really want to know, sir.
No, we are not beating up anyone. Except our wieners.
We hung out with some Newports in Detroit that loved Tukey.
Yes. Yes, the Newports love Tukey. We should probably stop calling them Newports. Very mean. Cardiff Electric. Oh, there's Cardiff Electric. Thank you for the $2.79. No invite. Nope. We have said from the very beginning of Tukey Soup, this will always be a Cardiff-free zone.
See, I would much rather have Cardiff than Ralph. Just my opinion. Saying it publicly.
No,
yes, no, I trust the judgment of you, sir, not OJ. You're right.
Yes, no, the people have spoken. They do not want the potato to be a part of this. They say he's everywhere. Well, he's here. He's there. He's with, oh, then OJ. He's with the other one and whatever. I'm distracted because Wendy is calling me. Wendy, we don't take calls on this show. It was very distracting. And also, people are mad that I'm your friend, Wendy. They don't want us to be friends. Our forbidden love. They're mad at Tukey for being friends with you, Wendy. JT the Watcher, thank you for the $2. Now we know who bought the Ray Puppet. TWO, FVTL, and FKB.
Bye, Brennan.
Tukey World Order. TWO.
And F. Tukey's attorney, Vince the Evil Lawyer. Shaka Khan, thank you for the $5. Please don't make your mom drive 24 hours again. Get a motel room. My son would never make me do that. Tukey did all the driving. You crazy? Oh, yeah, I did tell everyone that she was driving, but that's because El Harible's 16, but Tukey is like 186, I think. I don't really have an age. I'm very stupid.
See, when I was
priceless, sir.
When I was 16, I did not mind making, I would drive to Florida a lot when I was a teen and drive straight through.
To buy drugs.
As I've gotten older, I don't think I can handle that.
Probably to bury bodies, sir.
Yes, yes. That Italian thirst to kill and then dump the bodies in a river. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's in your genes, OJ. You can't help it.
I lived near Joey C. I was in Clearwater, which is right outside of Tampa.
Joey C.
Sir, I have to let you know, I have to report this information to the FBI. There have been a trail of murders dating back decades from Clearwater to the greater Ohio area. So I think I just have to let you know, sir, OJ might not be available next week.
OJ. That's fantastic. That's so cool. I know a murderer. Nice.
Serial murderer, sir.
Serial murderer. That is so cool. Hands man, thank you for the $5. Can we get a collective skull, please and thanks? Whoa! This video is now automatically demonetized for that 15 seconds. Even if we do 5 hours, just because we played that for 15 seconds, those dickheads in Collective Soul won't let Tukey monetize this show. But that is fine because I do it for the boys and girls. So fuck you, Collective Skull. That's all I have to say about that.
FCS, sir.
FCS, yes. FCS, yes. All right, let's get back to the show. Tukey Soup, baby!
Opie Radio is hosted by Greg Opie Hughes from the Opie and Anthony Show. Remember them? It was fantastic.
Well, now Opie's radio show is pretty much just displaying the limits of what one man who really doesn't have much comedic talent can do by himself. Yes. Which is, sitting in front of his laptop in front of a window. Or, sitting in front of his laptop in front of the beach. Or walking around New York City with his phone. It's all fantastic. Yes. Here is Opie talking about how Howard Stern has recently come out as woke. And Opie feels like he's losing his mind.
So, man, you know, I was just talking about it yesterday. We got 160,000 unhoused immigrants here in New York City. 10,000 are being busted to the city a month. Let's see how woke Howie is. Is he opening up his Hamptons house to the immigrants? Is he opening up his other property to the immigrants? Because, you know, if he was truly woke, he would make sure that these people had proper housing. Is he giving back any of his $80 million a year that he makes? Because that would be the sign of a woke person. Howie's woke. Hey, cheers to Howie. He's woke. Oh, my God. I just love that he's losing his mind.
Wait a minute. Doesn't Opie own 2 properties in New York? Couldn't he house some illegal aliens? I know what some of you are saying. Hey, Tukey, can't you house some illegal aliens? No. Tukey likes his stuff. And also, he doesn't want to share his house with some smelly immigrants. What the hell are you talking about? Why would anyone want to do that? What the hell is going on?
He has nothing to lose now. So now he's finally showing his true self. So God bless Howie. God bless Howard Stern. You demand today because you are woke. Are you woke? Oh, I am woke. Oh, he's losing his mind.
Woke, woke, woke. That's fantastic. Those are jokes. Are those jokes? I don't think those are jokes. Would Ray consider those jokes? I don't think he would.
Started with the Lauren Boebert. He was losing his mind. Inappropriate behavior in a movie theater. And he went off on that. Sure, it was inappropriate behavior, but who gives a crap? These people down in Washington, you know, they're just. But instead of, you know, finding the jokes, he went all in with that. And then people were attacking him. And now he's yelling and screaming that he is woke.
They're just what? They're just. And now on to my next thought. Hope he's losing his mind. Hope you need to get a job. Yes, you need to stop this foolishness. You need to get a job.
Fact is, I believe in some of the same stuff as Howard Stern, but I'm not going to yell and scream that I'm woke. God, no. Hell no. I'm an older guy, so I most likely will be getting, the booster. I have no problem telling you. The transgender thing, yeah, you know, I support, but need a little time. Don't shove it down my throat. I need a little more time to, you know, kind of live with that whole thing.
Yes, transgender, stop shoving your taffy-pulled clitorises down Opie's throat. He does not want that. He does not need that. Give him some time.
Then he'll give you a little tongue kissing. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, Tuki does not have a tongue. That doesn't make sense. Ever since the Jerry Lewis telethon went away, there hasn't been a telethon for retards. Until now.
120 away from hitting today's goal. Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats, memberships, the links are all pinned to the top of the YouTube chat. Get in there. 125, let's do it. And we start off with Dub. $10 says best wishes to Steel Toe.
I can read.
Oh, you're reading all of them?
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead. April, $10 from Dub.
Best wishes to Steel Toe.
115 away. We can do it. We're almost there.
Steel Toe Morning Show is still around. But for how long? I don't know. Because some of you are not helping us hit the goal. And that is your only job. Your job is to help us hit the goal. What are you all doing? Tuki wants to hit the goal.
Fill it up. Your favorite e-beggar program. The only way we say, look, if there were any other way than shameless begging to keep this thing on the air, I would be doing it, but I'm not. No pride, no dignity. Begging you for your bucks to keep our program on the air. 115 away. Let's do it, boys and girls. PayPal, Streamlabs, Venmo, Super Chats, aww, Rumble Rants, all of it. Come on now.
Help us out.
Keep the dream alive.
We have to hit the goal. Every day, it's endless. Today we have to hit the goal. Tomorrow we have to hit the goal. We're always looking to hit the goal.
Come on now.
You've been a nice whale today.
Rally it up. 115. We got to get there, guys. Cannot miss.
No misses.
No misses.
Got to make that shit up tomorrow.
In jeopardy. Yeah, we got to make it up tomorrow or we don't do over. Yeah, there's no real... No, nowhere to run, nowhere to spread it to.
Yeah, can't go anywhere.
Whatever we come up short goes on to tomorrow.
Wait a minute. Tuki hits more than the goal without begging for money and literally putting out a collection plate. It's disgusting. But yes, maybe if you just do an entertaining and funny show, these super chats will come. But what does Tuki know? He's just a dumb, cum-filled puppet. Yay!
4.5 minutes to go. Greasy N-word, speaking of whales,
oh
with 30
God,
bucks.
No.
All right, here you go. April, go ahead.
Is this permissible?
You have to read it.
Fuck. Dang, Greasy N-word, that's a monster dong. It's the biggest one I've ever seen.
Greasy N-word? Is that what they said? A Greasy N-word? Oh, that's weird. Greasy Ed. Why does he just call himself Greasy Ed? Anyway, come on, you idiots. We need to hit the goal. Look at them. They're starving. His titties are getting smaller. El Horrible has titties, too. So we can make... That's like when people are like, oh, we can use that word because that's what we are, you know? So I could be like, hey, Aaron, my titty brother, what's up?
We got to fire it up one more time. Let's go, guys. $90 away.
I'm not a voice person. Just give me lines.
We have 3 minutes left.
I feel like everyone is losing focus. What are we going to do if we don't hit the goal? What, are we going to watch some other show for free? Well, lucky for all of you, we don't have to play the song just once. We can play it twice or however many times we want until we hit the goal. Yay!
Off we go. We've got Fuck You Dude with okay. $20. Thank you very much. Camo Girl with 5 says for the Hulk music. That's going to get us down to 70.
Thank you.
Diane Poo with 20 says let's do this. That's going to bring us down to 50. All right. 50 away. So it looks like you're at the very least getting the overtime on credit deal here.
Tuki's very disappointed in most of you because you're just sitting there and letting the goal fly by. I mean, we're going to have to get the goal on credit eventually. What if we have steel toe debt? What the hell are we talking about here?
We can do it. 45 away and a minute and a half. No. Oh, God, a minute left. 1 minute left. $45 away. Come on, boys and girls. You can do it.
Holy shit. There's only a minute left. We're fucked. If only he would repeat 100 times a show all the different places we could send our money to them.
Here we go. Are we going to do it? Or are, well, I mean, we are going to have an extra half hour to do right. it, but are we going to do it in regulation?
You should just finish it now.
Oh, there's Matt Fields with a whopping $50. Call it.
Thank you.
That's it.
Oh. Thank the good Lord. We hit the goal, boys and girls. Oh, we did it.
Sir.
That is anxiety-inducing. Yes, Ralph.
You don't need to worry about having to pay off that steel toe debt. The president that OJ voted for will probably just forgive that anyway.
Oh, what? Yes. Is there steel toe debt forgiveness? Because we have been getting the overtime a lot on credit lately.
Hey, we don't talk politics on this show, but I can assure you I did not vote for that person.
Yes, but
he did, sir.
Hopefully he does forgive the steel toe debt. And everyone will be relieved. And, you know, it's so stupid.
And how about Opie with the, what was he doing? Like a Hulk Hogan voice? I thought he was about to go into some Wokeamania.
Wokeamania, brother. What you gonna do, brother?
Yes, it was fantastic. Yes, Opie, very much into what Howard Stern is doing. Opie loves to jump on whatever is going on currently. Start doing his shows, but he does not want to talk about the past. We don't want to talk about the past. We don't talk about that anymore. This is a new Opie. But yes, he talks about the past all the time. The Sonoras? I don't know. Member for 1 month. Life equals better with Tukey. Oh, that's so fantastic. Thank you, the Sonoras. Jason Fusco, thank you for the $1.99. Good night, OJ. Your Aunt Carmela sends her love.
Good night.
Oh, what a Guido-sounding name, Carmela. Hands Man, thank you for the $2. I apologize, Tukey. Tukey Soup rules. Of course it rules. What are you talking about? We almost have 460 people. That's fantastic. Tukey Soup does rule. Yeah. Detois, thank you for the $5. Fingers crossed for a Tukey Halloween party. Where more than just friends get together. Yes, we'll figure out something for Halloween. There's a possibility Tukey won't be around for Halloween, but Tukey might be on the road. So maybe we'll do a Tukey, spooky Tukey Halloween special on the road. Yes. Stay tuned, but very good idea, Detois. Red473, thank you for the $4.99. Opie has to have had arguments with his wife about ranting into his PC after 5 years on not working. Yes, I would imagine so. I feel like if I was married to Opie, I would go, are you going to like at least look for a job today? And then he'll go, why do I got to do that, brother, man? I'd be like, because we're starving. We have no money. But we have very nice houses. That's great. Some extra rooms that we could put some migrants or whatever. Stinky, smelly migrants. Toki, I can't even say my own stupid name. Tuki's obliterated cervix. I don't know how I feel about this name. Thank you for the $5.88. Tuki's great uncle got a standing ovation in Canadian Parliament this weekend. 14th Waffen
Grenadier, sir.
Grenadier Division of the SS. Yay! Schutzstaffel? Schutzstaffola? Yay!
Not what even gonna try.
Word? Yeah, what was that last word? Jaeger Schnitzel?
Schutzstaffel?
Oh, there you go! You did it, OJ! OJ, you are a Nazi.
Yes, sir. I knew he was.
Oh, I had no idea. Why didn't you tell me, Ralph?
And not the good kind, sir.
No, not the... Wait. The good kind? What are the good kind? Were there Buddhist Nazis? Because wasn't like the swastika like a sign of good luck in the Buddhist...
The other way, sir.
Thing? Oh, wait. The Germans found it to be good luck?
No, the backwards symbol.
Oh, it was like... Oh, the swastika was the swat sticker was the other way?
Yes. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
The Roadrunner, just the word the who, a SWAT sticker, a backward SWAT sticker.
Maybe you should move on, sir.
Repent 13. Ron and Fez fans know what I'm talking about. B Smiley the third, thank you for the $3. Base Tukey, whoa! Yes. Dr. Steve, hello. Thank you for the $5. I would have flown Bedabbler to Detroit for free just to have a shot with his fine, fine mom. What the fuck, Dr. Steve?
No wonder why he didn't
invite my mom anytime. Yay!
No wonder why he didn't invite me on vacation with you. He wants your guys, your ladies.
Dr. Steve is always traveling with his chicks. Dr. Steve's angels, he calls them. He always has
Dr. Pimp.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Pimp. Dr. Pimp Death. That's his rap name. Jamming on the one. JT the Watcher, thank you for the $1.99. Here's to 420 viewers. Hit it, OJ. We're at 450. That is fantastic.
I don't know what I'm supposed to hit. Applause.
Yay!
Come on, OJ.
You did it.
Took him long enough, though, sir.
You did it. Well, he did it. Yes, it did take a little bit, but he did it. Uncle Poopy, thank you for the $2. Embarrassing. F. Steeltoe.
It is pretty embarrassing with that collection plate.
What are you talking about? That is how we keep the show going.
We don't have a collection plate, Tukey.
No, but that is because
we're not trying to reach a goal.
Unfortunately, OJ, we have talent. So we can't just sit here and shake a plate and our little boobs and go, hey, everybody, give us money.
If your goal was to make a great show, sir, you've accomplished it.
Ralph, you make Tukey want to cry. Thank you. What did associate producer Ralph say? OJ's last name is a douche. He's Lebanese. OJ is a douche. I had no idea. Come from a long line of is a douches, OJ, and you should be proud of them.
I am not a douche.
They are great people.
Ralph is a douche.
Dave Daffler, thank you.
Sorry for doxing you, OJ.
Thank you, Dave Daffler, for the $10. Tukey, show everyone on yourself where you touch me. I can't show them my butthole, but that is where I touch Dave Daffler, in his booty hole, his birdie hole. Whoa, hacka hacka!
Oh, poor Dave.
Birdie hole, get it? Write that one down.
Okay. Lucky Dave.
Yes, write that joke down. Birdie hole. Did I say it enough? Hands man, thank you for the $5. Why is Opie so embarrassing now? It's sad. But at least we have Collective Skull. Yeah, baby. Gotta find it. Give me some time to. Here we go. Whoa! Whoa! And now every time we play that, we will say, fuck you, Collective Soul. Because we hate you. P.S. with Eric Jane, thank you for becoming a YouTube member. It's about time. But yes, everyone turn on your memberships. You cowards. Hit like. Dr. Steve, member for 2 months. See you Saturday. Yes. Dr. Steve will be on Bedabbling Live with El Harible and OJ. Can I get Cardiff if he's around? But nobody tell Cardiff. Let's try and go a Saturday without Cardiff, right?
I believe that message was for your mom, sir.
Oh, what?
Dr. Steve, Jesus.
You son of a bitch. You hip, sexy son of a bitch.
Dave Daffler, thank you for the 10 gifted memberships.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you, Dave. You are a fantastic, beloved Chata. Be Smiley the Third, thank you for the $3. Casa Bonita is fine dining now. I don't know what is going on in there. I'm assuming the food is better. The security is way better, I'll tell you that. They had metal detectors outside. You had to go through two separate lines, it looked like. It's crazy. But yes, if you're in the... Well, no, I can't even tell you if you're in the Denver area because you have to...
How many months was that they had reservations?
That one chick said that she filled it out in April.
So that's like 4 months or so?
Yeah, at least.
Jeez.
She was wearing a Cartman hat, sir. I don't know how dependable she is.
Yes, we were selectively picking the people we interviewed. We didn't want to piss anyone off. There were a lot of families there. We didn't want to get children and stuff like that. But this was fantastic. Casa Bonita. Hopefully one day you can just go there.
Oh, was OJ with you, sir?
No, OJ was not with me. I was with American Cupcake.
Oh, then why couldn't you get close to children?
Oh, hacka, hacka. I see what you did there. Because we make jokes that OJ is a child pornography enthusiast. Fantastic.
Pulper, thank you for the gifted membership.
Thank you, Pulper. That's fantastic. Tookie's obliterated cervix. Thank you for the $2. I don't think Tookie has a cervix, but thank you. Wasn't Spooky Tookie was the one that got the chair?
Oh, see where he went with that? The gangster? Yeah.
No, I don't. What are you talking about?
I'll explain later.
Oh, the Crip guy?
Yeah.
He got the chair?
I'm assuming that's what they're saying. And then, you know, Spooky could be a word used to describe a certain...
Oh, type no! Yo, God, he fucked me over! Dickhead! Oh, no! I hope you got your $3 worth, you son of a bitch. Voltaire, $3.25. Thank you for $4.99. El Horrible, that Tookie on the Street segment was great. Well done. Wake up, white people. What the fuck? Stop doing that. Tookie doesn't read ahead. He's just like Ron Burgundy. He'll just read what's on the screen.
I wouldn't say that, sir.
No, I'm trying not to, Ralph. Thanks, Ralph, for the heads up. Nimrob 71, thank you for the $1.99. Tookie needs a hot wife to beg for money for him. Yes, I do. Where's that May puppet? She seemed like a whore. Perhaps she could be Tookie's whore. And ask Myrtle, people, sir? For money. Yes, Ralph.
You mean Myrtle, sir?
No, not Myrtle. That's Dr. Steve's puppet. Myrtle's too old for Tookie. That's gross. No, the puppeteer April Brucker that Ray had on tonight, she has a puppet named May. And May was hitting on Tookie earlier. And if you didn't see Ray's show tonight, this means nothing to you. You don't understand what I'm talking about. But there was a puppet who wanted to suck Tookie's green hairy dick. And Tookie didn't take it. Shaka Khan, thank you for the $4.99. When I'm old, I want Act Dr. Steve to put me in assisted living. He'll put you in the ground. He doesn't put you in assisted living. He's a hospice doctor. He's the last face you see before you see death. You're going to count to 10. Count backwards from 10, and by 8, you'll be dead.
You know what the assisted living calls Dr. Steve, Tookie?
What does the assisted... What does the assisted living call Dr. Steve?
Doctor, make some room.
Wow! Hacka, hacka! That's fantastic. Yes, Dr. Steve walks around the hospital with his sickle and his robe.
Is there anything anyone needs in here? I was just walking by. Just play your
Oh, poor Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve, we love you. Thank you for the text. You're a funny motherfucker, Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve is texting me. John Ziermice, thank you for the $10. My best friend told me that Cardiff Electric has challenged Ralph to a boxing match. A double bill with Stuttering John versus Blind Mike's Smart Man showdown next year. Well, that'd be fantastic if we could do a boxing match between Cardiff Electric and have the Stuttering John Blind Mike Smart Man showdown in the same event. We'll see if we can make that happen.
I'm in, sir. I'll do it.
Fantastic. Yes, let's see if we can make that happen. John Ziermites, thank you for being a member for 4 months. Suck it, 3 month members. Yes. Thank you for your support. A quarter of the year you have been a member with us. Wait, no. A third of the year.
It's got to be one of our first members, right?
A quarter, sir.
4 months is a... Oh, yes. Four times.
Three
four.
Months is a quarter.
But he's been 4 months.
Yes, over, but he's telling the quarter members to suck it.
Yes, but I was talking about him. Dick. I can't do math. Dick ass, thank you for the $2. Is the Ray puppet full of Tookie cum? Good question. No, it is not. Tookie has much higher standards than to stick his dick in a Ray puppet. Come on. Jeff Spangler, thank you for being a member for 1 month. Dr. Steve going to give Bedabbler's mom some flood. Flood. That's disgusting. El Horrible's mom watches this. Shane M, 1980, thank you for the $10. You guys are really good at whatever the hell this is. Thank you. Yes. I tell my parents that all the time. I'm like, but I'm really good at whatever the hell this shit is. I'm quitting my job and I'm going pro. It'd be very stupid. But thank you. Yes, thank you for noticing that we are the elite of the dumb. We are the best of the stupidest.
I don't believe they included OJ in that, sir.
Well, I'm sure they did. I mean, they said you guys. I'm sure.
I think they meant you and me, sir.
Okay, yes. We'll take OJ out of there. Tookie's obliterated cervix again. Yay! 588. How do you do 588? Tookie is correct. Tookie does not have a cervix anymore ever since Ray DeVito pumped that final breath of life into little Tookie's Tookster. Ew. Why would my cervix be gone because of that? I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
And also, sir, I believe the 88 is a reference to something.
Yeah.
Ah, goddammit. Eric Lindros. I hate that guy.
Yes, the Phillies' worst mistake.
The Flyers, dummy.
That's what I said, sir.
Joey C's meth dealer. Thank you for the $2. Tookie, you need any gear? Joey can vouch for me. Yay!
Wow, was that the first time I've ever... I think that is the first time I ever heard Ralph correct you, sir.
Getting a little big for himself. He's getting a big head. And yes, Joey C's meth dealer, I might need some landing gear, if you know what I mean. Anyway.
I'm sorry, sir.
Yes. No, 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 Ralph. It is okay. It's okay. You're getting comfortable here.
Too big for my britches, sir.
Yes, yes, a little bit. You're just getting comfortable. Tookie is so wonderful and full of sunshine and rainbows that everyone thinks they can just be Tookie's friend. But then when you turn on Tookie, Tookie will come after you. Just like John. John will not come after you, and he will not betray you until he does. And then you're fucked. Yay!
Sir, as punishment later tonight when OJ forces me to spank him with the bat.
What?
I'll ask him to spank me once, sir.
Jesus Christ. All right.
You are one twisted son of a bitch, Ralph.
Absolutely. And you know who else is one twisted son of a bitch?
Who is that?
Ray DeVito! Yay!
I don't know. Whatever the hell happened, I don't care to know. I just...
But you said, you know, I had a past with women that wasn't good.
Not, all I said is, like, there's something that happened with the Keith and the girl stuff. And
no,
you,
that
and
exact
you know that.
Quote. What I just said is what you said.
Whatever it was something that was not...
Pat, to be fair, you just said when a woman goes to your house, you take away her phone.
Ray DeVito had a very busy week of backstabbing his friends, like Pat Dixon. Ray accused him of having some kind of domestic issues with women. And then Pat had to be like,
hey, Ray, why are you fucking telling people I have problems with women? What are you fucking stupid? What the fuck are you talking about? I have no fucking clue what you're talking about. Ray DeVito is an idiot. He's a fucking moron.
And then Ray was like, well, I don't know. I heard that from somewhere. Someone told someone who then told someone else. And then they wrote it in the chat and I read it. Well, I didn't really read it. I saw it go by. I didn't read it out loud. But then I realized, hey, maybe that is real. So then I said it. Yeah, I'm funny.
No, you're a fucking idiot, Ray. You're really fucking stupid. You're really fucking me over here.
You said that about me. And I was wondering what you were talking about.
Yeah, but we all have sordid pasts with women.
Yeah, we all have sordid pasts with women. I don't know.
That's we're not cool. What you said.
I don't know. I don't know whatever this... There was obviously something, whatever that is. I don't want to know the details, and it obviously is.
The following clips have been pulled by Citizen M. Thank you, Citizen M.
Hi, this is Citizen M. I really enjoy clipping shows. Hee-hee.
I'm here because you've done such a terrible job explaining to your audience what's going on. It's unbelievable to me. Can I explain what happened without being muted?
Yes, you can explain what happened.
I go on MLC today, and I ask Stevie Lou whether he double dips when Deadpool pays to have him thrown off a podcast. And I relay the fact that Ray DeVito is the one that insinuated that to me. Ray DeVito gave me that information and said, I think that Stevie Lou double dips.
Ew, Stevie Lou, you are double dipping? That is disgusting. Should never double dip. That's how you spread germs. Did you ever see that Seinfeld episode?
Right. So I asked today on MLC what the deal was. I asked Stevie Lou. Stevie Lou got pissed at me.
I got pissed at you.
For like 45 minutes now.
David Chandler. This is David Chandler's world, and we all love him, and he gets higher ground over all of us.
Jesus, Ray, pretend like you've gotten a super chat before. David Chandler is a wonderful man, but you don't have to literally blow him. But you should lick his butthole. That would be very nice of you. You've been taking advantage of David Chandler, Ray. You never once offered to lick his butthole.
Within the last 4 weeks, Ray DeVito, did you at any point begin within the first minute of an MLC podcast, begin the first words out of your mouth to Kevin Brennan were what I do for a living? Yes or no?
I have no idea.
The answer is yes. Okay. Within the last 2 months, within the last 2 months, Ray DeVito,
I never mentioned the Daily Planet.
Did you share information? Yeah. Did you share information that I shared privately with you? I canceled your podcast one night because I was in a car accident. Did you share that information on a YouTube stream, either on the Shuley Network or on the Rock Bottom podcast?
I could have. I have no idea.
And you did multiple times.
So Carlos from the Insufferable Bastards podcast is learning more every day to keep his mouth shut around Ray, because Ray will just blurt everything, like where he works, what his name is, what he likes to eat, how many bowel movements he makes a day.
Oh, God, don't say anything bad about David Chandler. Don't, please. Oh, God, it's my only source for food. Please, you can't do that. Please, Carlos, don't fuck this up for me. Please, we all love you, David Chandler. We speak your name. I will blow you if you need it. This is Ray DeVito, not Tukey saying that. Ray DeVito saying he will blow you. Probably do more.
So you don't remember me explaining to you that, hey, Ray, I'm a little nervous about this because I don't have the police report from this guy. This guy is accusing me of doing wrong. It might be an insurance claim because the way this is all handled. I was like, I just need to get that police report putting the other driver at fault before we start talking about it left and right. You don't remember that. Thank you.
Ray DeVito and his best buddy, Carlos Danger from the Insufferable Bastards podcast, recently had a falling out.
I would like to shit on you right now.
So perhaps we'll leave it to you to decide. Does Ray have anger towards Carlos? Did he purposely go on live when Carlos was going live to fuck with his good buddy? Do either of these guys who get 80 views live really think it matters? Whoa! You decide, Tukey.
Let me ask you one last question, Ray. Your desire to go live right before my podcast, my hunch is that you wanted me to not do my podcast and bring my clips and everything I prepared over to the Rock Bottom podcast. Is that, in fact, what happened?
No, you're giving me too much credit. It's more like I was just going to go live, and I was just asking.
Noted. Ray, one last question. Within the last 6 months.
Stop. Right now, let me fucking defend that. When I found out you were going to go live, I was in, I hit up OJ. I was like, okay, well, and OJ's like, how about you do our podcast and then you go live after? I was like, okay, cool. That's cool. Like, I was like, yeah, let's do it. So, Carlos, you know me. Is there any fucking malicious intent on my behalf? Do you think I'm malicious in any way? I'm going to throw the questions at your way. How about that?
I think sometimes you're stupidly malicious. Yes.
Maliciously stupid. Yes. That is the name of Ray DeVito's next album, which you can get from one of his download cards that he carries with him. Yes. Ray DeVito, maliciously stupid.
Patrick Melton is correct. Whatever you say to Ray, he will bring it up on stream. And so
I'm tackling you when I see you.
Ray, of all, like, I don't pretend to be a tough guy. I'm not Stevie Lou. Pat Dixon.
I'm not tackling you, you son of a bitch.
I would beat the shit out of you.
Wow. That's fantastic. I've never, ever heard Carlos bring up violence like that before. But yes.
Never.
Never. But my money, yes, would be on the 600-pound, 4'3" Carlos.
Gorilla. Dixon.
Yes. He's like a silverback.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess with Carlos.
Mm-mm. I saw OJ and Carlos
Christ, Ralph.
Wrestling in a hotel room in Rochester last year, sir.
What?
We were naked.
naked
and oily.
Ew. Did you at least put some kind of plastic tarp down so you didn't ruin the comforter?
That didn't happen, Tukey. But I do need to defend myself in that clip. Ray kind of shifted the blame towards me, said he talked to me. What I was trying to do was I was in damage control. I was talking to Carlos. We saw that Ray was going to go on like at the same time we were. So I suggested, okay, well, if you're going to go on, come on earlier. And so that was all. It was a suggestion to just, like I said, damage control.
You tried to fuck over Carlos.
No. Carlos knew exactly what I was doing.
Sir, OJ has a folder on his computer titled Tukey Damage Control.
No, what is in there?
Should I check, sir?
Sure. We have nothing else to do.
While he's checking, Pulper 80 gifted another membership. Thank you, Pulper.
Oh, thank you, Pulper. That's fantastic. I appreciate it, and I love you more than a friend. Yeah. Ugh. Handsman, thank you for the $2. Tukey cervix is OP. I don't know what to make of that one, but yes. Okay. Uncle Poopy, thank you for the $5. Are we supposed to ignore that Ralph is obviously a prostate-pleasing cob of corn? Is that true, Ralph? Are you a cob of corn, like corn diff?
If that's what you need me to be, sir, I will please your prostate.
Oh, I never thought about it, but let Tukey sit on that a little bit. Literally, hacka hacka. And we'll see what we can do. Dave Daffler, thank you for the $5. It's Ray. Enough said. Yes. It is Ray. Enough said. Very stupid. Sorry, Ray. I hope Ray isn't watching this.
I don't watch any of these shows.
No, he's not watching.
I don't watch these shows.
What do you think Ray is doing right now?
Watching SportsCenter, and because the Browns won today, and he was at the game.
Jerking his little pud.
Probably. Yeah.
Shaka Khan, thank you for $4.99. Trust me, your mom did not want to sit in a car for 24 hours. My son is cheap, too. Spring for $89 next time and get a motel in Des Moines. Tookie's mom was asleep the whole time. She should have drove. Kiss my
ass. I don't know about that.
What? But yes, you're right. We just didn't want to get a room. I mean, we wanted to get home. But thank you. Yes, we probably should have. Probably would have been a lot safer. Cardiff Electric, Carlos Danger equals fat. What? Why would Cardiff say that? That's so mean. Dave Daffler, thank you for the $3 super sticker. I think it was a bird or something. Oh, man.
Safe bet, sir.
Blah. Yeah, no, I saw it. I have a YouTube going on another screen, and I saw it. For some reason, you can't see the super stickers on StreamYard. Very stupid. Dave Daffler, thank you for the $2. Filthy wops. What? Now you're just making me say horrible things. Don't you understand? We can't say those words on here. They're going to shut down our channel.
Adam, cut that shit out. Cut that out. We can't have that. Everyone's fucking stupid. Everyone's fucking coming, trying to take down my channel. Fucking hack.
But yes, thank you. All right, cool. Are we all caught up?
We are.
And fucking tastic. This is great. All right. Next segment of Tukey Soup. As everyone knows, we've been doing it the same way. Is our live Stuttering John segment. Hooray! And this week, we had a battle of the minds between Stuttering John and Joseph Catalano.
Now, we go to Joey C. Another fucking traitor.
I'm going to leave if you're going to call me a traitor.
Just make fucking noises. Leave.
Okay? Don't call me a traitor until I explain myself, because you're wrong.
I'm going to let you explain yourself.
But don't call me a traitor until after I explain.
Don't tell
Give me that much.
Going.
Give me that much.
Joey, right now, to me, you're a traitor.
Okay.
After you explain yourself.
Go ahead. Do what you got to do. Because now you're going to get a piece of me on here, and you're not going to like what I'm going to say. But don't throw me off.
I don't give a fuck.
We'll
what
see.
You
we'll
have
see.
To say.
We'll see. Go ahead.
You think I'm afraid of you, Joey? I don't care what connections you have.
John, don't go there. Don't go there, okay? Because you, Don't just go. Don't go there.
Don't think I'm afraid of you, Joey. I'm not.
I don't care if you're afraid of me or not. It's small potatoes in my book. So just remember that.
For those of you who are only listening, Joey is wearing one of those army shaped or penis shaped helmets. And I'm not sure why, but we will find out in a little bit. I fucked up. That was supposed to be the third one. Okay, here's why he's wearing the helmet. I'll just do it now.
Now, Joey, what say you?
Me, you want me to talk now?
Yeah, why are you wearing that fucking army helmet?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to throw at me, so I have to fucking protect myself.
So this is all stick to you?
No, this ain't a stick, but you said I'm in trouble, so, and you're going to come after me, so I put the helmet on to make sure that, you know, I'm ready.
Yeah, right? It's a plastic helmet, Joe. It can't protect you.
First of all, and now you're going to let
why
me...
Why is your green screen all fucked up?
I made it blurry because you said the green screen wasn't working.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Oh, that makes sense. What does John literally think that he thought he was protecting his head with that helmet?
It's plastic. It's not going to really help you. It's not going to help you from the things I throw through my computer at you. What the hell are these two idiots talking about? Speaking of idiots, they're very childish in their ways, as seen in this clip where Joey C explains when he has to cope, he starts to doodle.
I wind up getting an argument with the kid.
Well, he's a dickhead.
Okay, so
what are you writing?
Doodling. I do that when I get upset. It calms me down.
Well, then I should be doodling right now.
I mean, I'm doodling. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, I got doodle pages all over. This is what I do. See, I doodle. I just draw.
Why don't you doodle like a portrait of Benedict Arnold?
Huh?
You should doodle a portrait of Benedict
Arnold. All right. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
You see, I'm a teacher, and Benedict Arnold was a traitor.
Mm-hmm. He was has such an accomplished look on his self when he brings up a fact like that.
And yes, then I should be doodling. I should make the biggest doodle in the world, Joey C, because you're driving me crazy.
It's crazy. Two grown men doodling. It's fantastic. Here's John claiming he never watches Joey C show.
This was about my show, John. Have you watched one of my shows ever? Have you?
No.
Have you?
I don't watch one of their shows either.
I mean, really, as being my friend, have you ever took the time to just go?
I just said no.
Okay. Well, you should watch at least one show, and you'll know why they brought me on there, because I'm the most controversial guy on the fucking internet.
He is the most controversial guy on the internet. And here, Joey C explains that he is a true guy, but only on particular subjects. He's not always a true guy. But on certain subjects, he's always a true guy, but just not always a true guy, because some subjects, he's not a true guy, I guess. I don't know. You be the judge.
You should really watch one of my shows. And I mean that so you get a better perspective on what kind of a true guy I am on certain matters.
What matters are you not a true guy on, Joey C?
Perhaps cleaning the jock straps of minor league baseball players? Perhaps you've been lying to us all along for clout?
I thought you were so cool, Joey C, when I thought about how you changed a young Bobby Bonilla's socks. Wow. It's fantastic.
But John isn't going to let Joey C off the hook that easily until he actually just says that he lets him off the hook that easily.
Wait, hold on, Joe. Yeah. I didn't let you off the hook yet, but I'm letting you off the hook.
Okay.
Only if you do this.
Yeah, well, I'm not apologizing because I didn't do nothing wrong to you. I did not do that. I didn't bring this about John Melendez. Don't ask me to apologize twice, but I'm not wrong. I didn't bring John Melendez to this. It's about Joey C. Show.
First of all, I wasn't going to ask you to apologize, but now that you bring it up, you went on and they asked you about John Melendez, didn't they?
Right. They didn't say, they just said SJ.
So you should apologize to me because it was about me.
I don't want you to apologize, but now you should. Now that you brought it up, apologize. Apologize to me.
Ugh. Did you know that John is striking because he's afraid that sometime down the line, someone is going to make an AI version of John and have it act in all these movies?
Jesus Christ.
I don't think you have to worry about this, John.
Joey, do you realize they could take, let's say that I'm in a film, right? And I'm acting here in LA. They could take my imagery, recreate me in Italy.
Imagery.
And fucking, and then have me, and literally through AI, have me be acting that. Scenes.
I saw it done
in
already.
Italy.
I saw it done.
It
already.
Is scary.
It is.
It is scary. And that's what the and that's what we're striking about.
We? That's what we're striking about?
Is it scary because it's John? Or is it just scary in general?
You don't understand. They could take me acting. What if they have me and Dude, Where's My Car? And then they have an Italian version of it. Dude, Where's My Miata? And, you know, they have me walking out of a bathhouse with some guys. And, you know, I didn't do that. I didn't sign up for that. I'd be famous in Italy. Yay! John, I really don't think you have to worry about that. Here's John.
You're in danger, though, sir.
Why am I in danger?
There are all the Tukey AI generators.
Oh, yes, that is true. I should be striking. Tukey should be striking, not John. There's so much Tukey AI, and it makes me say horrible things. But it's hilarious. Yay!
I'm not drunk yet. Derek, thanks for the $3. As soon as I get drunk, I'll be happy. God, you know, they try and beat me, but they can't. They always try, Joey.
Mine. I see it every day.
These two are ridiculous. What are they trying to beat you? Beat you at what? What are you talking about? You are the guys who live stream constantly, multiple times a day. Are we not supposed to criticize these things? You just sit there and drink. Literally. It's like watching the guys from King of the Hill, except they're inside and they have computers.
Brilliant observation, sir.
Yes, it is a brilliant observation. And also, speaking of computers, did you know John is a human computer?
The thing about me, I read something once, and it goes right into here. I am a fucking human computer.
He's a human computer. Like Cardiff Electric. Yay! Isn't Cardiff like a human computer? Or something?
I don't know.
There's a connection there, sir. I'm not sure what it is.
I'm not sure either. But yes, there's something there.
Silly gimmick.
Very silly. Ridiculous. I think everyone is very bored of it. It's played out. Stupid. Lazy.
Not you, sir. Oh. You'll live forever.
Imagine getting the first human computer, you turn it on, and that's what it says. I am a fucking human computer.
Thank you, human, for purchasing your first human computer. Did you know I have an IQ equivalent of 165, even though Stephen Hawking had an equivalent of 160. So you should be very happy that you purchased this computer. Skull!
Here's the last clip of the night for Tukey Soup. John explaining his gross finger. Yay!
All right, Mark Zero, please stop putting your finger on the camera. It's gross. Fuck off. I got into a motorcycle accident. Some dumb fucking chick was fucking on a cell phone. And it bent my fucking finger. So fuck off.
There you have it. The ghost of Christmas past has spoken. This is fantastic. Another fantastic episode of Tukey Soap. It's fantastic, OJ.
One of the best ever, sir.
Thank you. Yes, I agree. And I even think we'll play the Casa Bonita bit one more time before we get out of here. You know, when we do get out of here. But yes, I want to thank everybody for, you know, hanging in there with us. This was a much shorter show. Thank you.
Yes.
We try to keep these shows about an hour. Sometimes the super chats get crazy. This is not one of those days. Should we start a song and start begging and let you know, Venmo, StreamYard, blah, blah, donate your kidney.
We only got 5 minutes to hit the goal. Come on, people.
We only have 5 minutes. We need 4 kidneys. Stat.
Pulper 80 with another 5 gifted memberships. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We're going to take those off the goal. Now we only need 3 kidneys for a couple of kids who are on dialysis machines. Yes. And if you do not donate those kidneys, those kids are going to die. It'll be on you because we couldn't hit the goal. But yes, it's fantastic. Thank you, Pulper. Thank you for gifting memberships. Thank you to everyone who has gifted memberships. It's crazy.
Everyone just even hanging out with us. Thank you.
Yes, everyone hanging out. We are reading the chat, whether we put it up or not, you know, it's whatever. But yes, I am paying attention, watching everything. Thank you guys so much for being involved and hanging out with us on Sunday nights. I know it's late, but this is fantastic. Chef Jeff, thank you for the $2 for cancer.
Sorry, sir. OJ doesn't appreciate the fans.
OJ, you should appreciate the fans. Without the fans, we are nothing.
Yes, I love the fans.
Without the fans, we are just drunken substitute teachers rambling into our laptops.
And I realize that.
Yes, who wants that? We're talking about old movies.
Did you ever see this movie, Vanilla Sky? It's fucking great.
How about Platoon?
Platoon is fantastic. Wasn't that in the 90s?
I think it was the 80s.
Yes, 1986. Handsman, thank you for the $2. Tukey's KB impression is perfect. Skull,
you're a fucking idiot, Handsman. You fucking hack. Hit that like, you cowards. Get a hoagie and some cokes.
Brilliant, sir.
And we'll fucking have a party.
Pulper, thank you for the $2 for Ray's luggage GoFundMe. I didn't see Ray's luggage. Did anyone else?
I took a picture. I think sent it to you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We saw the laundry basket. Oh, that's it. Yes. That is his luggage.
Yes.
I forgot. Tookie's so stupid. Yes, I didn't see it live, though. It was like that Simpsons episode with the carbon rod. And they're like, oh, you actually got to saw? You actually got to see the carbon rod? That's what Ray's laundry basket was like. It was like, oh, my God, OJ, you got to see a laundry basket? I don't think he had the pink blanket on him, did he?
No, he did not.
Stupid. Why wouldn't you bring that to a live show? The pink blanket is more famous than Ray. Dick is $2. Thank you. I hear Ralph refuses to remember the 90s. Yo, remember the 90s. Everyone here, please go to our other channel. Yo, remember the 90s. We do a show every Friday at 9 p.m. East. We take different topics about the 90s and we talk about them. And it gives everyone nostalgia boners. It's fantastic. American Cupcake, thank you for the $2. And thank you for meeting up with me and being my cameraman. Get him, Joey. FSJ. Yes. But we don't have a drop for that. Stut Joe Stanley, thank you for the $5. My life has devolved to a point where the only real joy I experience is the anticipation before my dull super chats are read out loud. Hacka, hacka. Well, Stut Joe, that is a wonderful life. No, it's very sad. You should probably talk to someone.
We're all very sad. We're all in this together. We're all watching all the same things.
Yes.
Don't feel bad, Stutcho Stanley. Yes.
If there's one thing Tukey has realized, it's that everybody in this universe has mental illness. It's just certain degrees. Yes. Are you Ray level mental illness? Are you KC level mental illness? Or are you just Tukey level mental illness? Tukey's obliterated cervix. Thank you for the 688. How are you doing that? The 88 stands for TT, Trust Tukey, to save the white race. Yay! Oh, no! 688 stands for USS Los Angeles, Social Security number 688. Lead ship of her class. Yay. Lead ship. Oh, God. I'm sorry, I cannot talk.
That's a lot of words.
688 stands for USS Los Angeles. SSN 688, lead ship of her class. Yay! I have no idea what I read, but I'm assuming everyone's going to call Tukey racist.
I wouldn't trust him, sir.
Everyone's going to think Tukey's racist. Tukey is racial. There's a difference. Not really. It's just taking the all or the ist and replacing it with an all. But there is a difference. Darth Nugs, thank you for the $2. Cokeheads are better listeners than Ray. Hashtag baby arms. Does Ray have baby arms?
I don't know. I didn't notice if he did.
Next to you, everyone has baby arms, sir. Even the Hulkster.
I'm going to check that out. Tiff, thank you for the $10. The other bots and I are too key. Oh, God damn it. Why can't I just do that? Why can't I just not fuck that up? It was so easy. The other bots and I are kooky for Tukey. FK Bay.
Bye, Brennan.
Thank you, Tiff. I'm sorry you fucked it up. Tukey hates himself. Tukey's going to hit himself now.
No, sir.
There's no, please other, don't. There's no other way to fix things, Ralph.
I love you, sir. No, sir. Please don't.
Soren Ringholm, thank you for being a member for 2 months. If John is a human computer, then control alt delete. Yes. He's got bad memory. He needs more RAM. Ramen noodle. Chelino, thank you for the $2. The thumbs up. Fantastic.
Thanks, Chelino.
Nimrob 71, congrats to you and Keanu. All the best. Yes! Gino and Keanu. Aren't
head you? Monkey in charge.
The head monkey in charge. Yes, and everyone knows that Tukey is really Gino. Yay! But yes, congratulations to Gino and Keanu. It's fantastic. Hands Man, thank you for the $2. Thanks for the great show. One more collective skull. Hands Man. God damn it. Thank you. Whoa! Heaven let your light shine down. Whoa! Heaven let your light shine down. Thank you to whoever hit that for me.
Appreciate it. It wasn't OJ, sir.
I knew it. Damn it, OJ. Associate producer Ralph, OJ is naked right now. What? Why are you naked?
I am not naked.
Mike Cutts, thank you for the $2. White power. White power. Oh, God damn it. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Thank you for your $2. Hey, if you're going to pay me to say rape. No, I'm not agreeing with that.
I'm really starting to worry this might affect something down the line, sir.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe we could cool it on that, folks.
I think that only makes him do it more.
Sorry, sir.
It's okay. All right. Is that it?
That is it.
All right. This is not a show. This is not a super chat show. No, it is a show. This is a fantastic show. This is Tukey Soup. And I love you all more than a friend. We'll see you possibly next week. I don't want to start doing that again, but I don't know if there will be a Tukey Soup next week. So, be sure to hit the bell. Hit the like, you cowards. Hit the bell. Be notified and all that crap. And, yeah. Tukey loves you more than a friend. See you next time. Yay!
Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street.
Tukey is here at Casa Bonita in Denver, Colorado to ask the people, do they know who certain people are? Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street.
Hello, my name is Tukey.
Ah, fuck.
Tukey on the street.
We have a super chat that came up anyway, Tukey. So you can read the super chat.
Kamisha, thank you for the $2. More than a friend. TWO! Yay!
Tukey World Order.
Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street.
Tukey is here at Casa Bonita in Denver, Colorado to ask the people, do they know who certain people are? Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street.
Hello, my name is Tukey. I love you guys more than a friend. Welcome to Casa Bonita.
Thanks, Tukey.
Can I ask you guys if you know who some people are?
Sure.
Have you ever heard of Ray DeVito?
No. No.
Have you ever heard of Chad Zumok?
No.
Have you ever heard of stuttering John Melendez?
No.
Have you ever heard of Tukey?
Yes.
Yeah, they've heard of Tukey. Fantastic. I love you more than a friend.
Oh, this is crazy. There's so many people here for shitty food. What brings you here?
I've never been, sorry.
Well, it's fantastic. Tukey has gotten here many times and gotten diarrhea. It's fantastic. You'll love it.
All right, thank you.
Oh, no, wait. Can I ask you one more question? Just one more question. Right, do you know who Ray DeVito is?
No.
Do you know who Chad Zumok is?
No.
The Mud Shark?
No.
The Sniper?
No.
Florida's Most Wanted?
No.
Do you know who Stuttering John Melendez is?
No.
Do you know who Tukey is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows who Tukey is. Thank you. Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street.
Do you have reservations tonight?
No, we're no, just okay. In the area. We're friends with Matt and Trey.
I'm sure you are.
We're friends with Matt and Trey.
So I just wanted to make sure because we have a rule against full face masks.
Oh, okay. So this is for COVID.
You're good. But even then, we can't do it.
So I have to take the mask off, but we can stay?
You can hang out outside, but you just can't go in the building without that reservation and with the full face mask.
Oh, fantastic.
Make sure that you guys were good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, no, we're not. We're just looking to just shoot out. You're fantastic. Thank you. Oh, that was wonderful. That's fantastic. Hello, my name is Tukey. I love you guys more than a friend. How are you doing? What brings you here today?
Reservations.
Well, that's fantastic. How long did you have to wait for reservations? Since April. Wow, that's crazy. Do you know who Ray DeVito is?
No. Is he related to Danny?
He is not related to Danny DeVito, but good guess. Do you know who Chad Zumok is?
Again, no.
You don't know who Chad Zumok is? The Mud Shark? Florida's Most Wanted? The Sniper?
That sounds scary.
No, yes, he is very scary. Stay away from Chad Zumok.
I just stay away from Florida.
Yes, stay away from Florida. That is a good idea. Do you know who Stuttering John Melendez is?
These all sound like serial killers.
Yes, they are all serial killers. Now, last question. Do you know who Tukey is?
Are you a serial killer?
No, Tukey is not a serial killer. Do you know who Tukey is?
Yes!
Yay! They know who Tukey is, but none of those other three morons. Fantastic. I love you both more than a friend. Thank you so much. Yes, you can try to. Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you, ladies. Enjoy Casa Bonita.
Yay!
Yay! Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street. Tukey on the street.
Ah! Okay, Cardiff. Now, this is where you're going to lose against this brain.
All right.
Hypocrisy, please!
On all your orders, and then airyjane.com, A-E-R-I.
Automatic payments. Some people just sign up for a month, then they sign back up.
Really get the algorithm going. Whoa!